This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Good morning, gardeners. It's Sunday morning, and it's time for your favorite gardener and mine, Paul Parent. Now get yourself a cup of coffee and get out a notebook because it's time to solve your garden problems. To join the Paul Parent Garden Club, all you have to do is call this toll-free number, 1-855-660-4261. That's 1-855-660-4261. And now your host, Paul Parent.
I see trees of green, red roses too. I see them bloom for me and you. And I think to myself, what a wonderful world.
Good morning. And welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club on this holiday weekend. We hope you have a great time. I know it's going to be a little wet for most of New England, but further south, they've already had the storm. Monday will be a good day to get maybe to the beach for the last time this summer with the kids going back to school. But we're here for you, and if you need some help, give us a call. It's 855-660-4261. George, let's go right to the phone lines. Who's up first?
That would be Matt. He's got a question about his poinsettias.
Okay, Matt. Oh, we're thinking about Christmas. Good morning.
Good morning to you. I have a couple poinsettias that are planted outside, and I'm about to bring them inside. And I've been told that I should put them down in the basement out of total darkness.
Oh, no.
What are your thoughts on?
No. Don't put it in the basement, total darkness. What you want to do is you want to dig it up and put it in a good size pot. Okay?
All right.
And then give it a good drink and move the plant to a porch or a deck where it's going to be close to the house, just in case we get an early frost. And you want to give it at least a week or two to get readjusted from being dug out of the ground, put into a container, and it will readjust. And then in a couple of weeks, bring it inside the house, and it will take another week or two to get readjusted to the climate change from being outdoors to coming inside. Now, this is what you want to do. If you put it in the cellar, it won't have any sun, and the plant won't go through the changes. Now, what makes a poinsettia or a Christmas cactus come into bloom is the shortening of the day. And we're losing between 2 and 3 minutes every single day. Now, on October 1st, what you're going to do is when you go to bed at night, you're going to take a black trash bag and you're going to cover the plant. If the plant is really big, then cut one side of the trash bag. That way you can put it right over the plant. And you're going to leave it like that until the following morning. You need to provide about 15 hours of total darkness. And your days are getting shorter. That's going to help. But if you have it in the house and you turn on the lights, you're going to create a longer day. So what I've done in the past, and it works pretty good, at supper time, I cover the plant with a black trash bag. That way, if the lights do come on, it's still in darkness. And you leave it there till breakfast. And then at breakfast time, you just pull the plastic off. And you keep it in that nice sunny window because the plant has to grow. But by covering it, you change the hormones in the plant from vegetative growth to flowering growth. And that is something that will take about a month. So you do it the 1st of October. By November, things are beginning to change. The plant's going to make flower buds. And by December, you've got beautiful red flowers and bracts on that plant. Continue to feed it to keep it nice and strong and healthy. But the main thing is shortening the days. And during September is the month that you acclimate the plant from the ground to a pot, the pot outside to a pot inside your house. And then in mid-October or so, that's when you start fooling Mother Nature by really shortening the days. Do you understand?
Yep, and I should pull the bag off and stop putting the bag on it mid-November, early November.
Yeah, what you're going to look for, Matt, is the stems on the very top of the plant. Right now, they're nice and green. When you notice that those stems begin to have a red coloration, that process has been accomplished, and you don't need to do it anymore. Now, one thing that will help you to remember, and when I was doing this, it really made a difference, because some mornings I would go to work and forget to take the trash bag off. I took a piece of paper, like an index card, and wrote on it poinsettia. And I scotch taped it to my refrigerator door. So that way in the morning when I went to get cream for the coffee, I saw it. And it reminded me to take the black bag off of it so the plant could get sun and grow. And then at night when we were cooking supper, it reminded me, oh, cover the plant because it's that time of the day. And that really helped a great deal. So just a little, like an index card right by the handle, and every time you go in the refrigerator, it will tell you what to do. Thank you. We appreciate the phone call. If you need some help, give us a call, 855-660-4261. We've been talking about the trip that we're planning to Iceland in March. And we are almost filled. So if you were thinking about joining us, we are down to the last 8 seats on the plane and the bus and the hotel. So if you were thinking about it, don't hesitate too much longer, because I think this one's going to be sold out pretty soon right now. Give Largay Travel a call. Their number is 800-322-9481. That's 800-322-9481. And ask for Bobby. She'll tell you all about the trip. And if you're wondering what it's all about, go to my website, paulparent.com, and click on Iceland. And it will show you the hotels and everything that we're going to be doing. George, who's up next?
That would be Sue. She's got a question about her epimediums.
Okay. Sue, good morning. How can we help you out today?
Well, good morning, Paul. Quick question. Two different plants, epimedium and pulsatilla. And the epimedium, now, I used to cut it back years ago when I worked we used to cut it all the way back in the fall, and then it would... You get the little spruce of flowers in the spring, and it's just great. Then I ran into somebody who said, oh, no, don't ever cut it. Let it go. It's evergreen. But I find that in the spring that I'm sort of carefully cutting around the new sprigs that are coming up. So what's your recommendation? What do you think is best for epimedium? Should we cut it in the fall or cut it in the spring?
Okay. Many of the varieties of epimedium will have that nice red circle of color around the leaf. So it does give you some nice color during the summer, the fall, and going into the winter months. Now, a lot of those leaves with the cold weather will die back. And I have some currently in a garden in the backyard. It gets shade from probably 2 o'clock on, and it's a wonderful ground cover. These heart-shaped leaves are just beautiful and very unique to see. And in the spring, when I rake the garden to get a clean of any late leaves that fell or pine needles that fell, I'll just take a hand weed whacker, like a sickle type thing, and I'll just go through and cut off all of the stems of the foliage and then rake it, and the plants are ready to go. Then I'll feed it also, and they'll do real well. But I would leave it alone in the fall if you're going to be out there and enjoying the fall color. If you're not going to be enjoying the fall color, you're not going to be going that part of the yard, then when you're cleaning it, you might as well cut it back. Now, if you've got a second question, Sue, why don't you hold on, and we'll come back to you right after these messages.
Help to plan out your landscaping of your property? Not sure what to plant? Need some help with your garden, your lawn, privacy, a walkway, or even a patio? Call me at 207-985-6972 for a private property consultation. The cost is only $375. Together we will spend 3 hours working to improve your property. What a great Christmas present for your spouse or children. Call 207-985-6972 right now.
If deer, rabbits, skunks, and squirrels are driving you crazy, it's time to treat your property with Evergard Repellent. This is a commercial product available to you, the homeowner, for the first time. Evergard is safe to use around kids and pets. It will last for up to 8 weeks, so treat the perimeter of your vegetable garden because it's eco-friendly. Go to EvergardRepellents.com or call 877-337-3337. Evergard.
Are your window boxes and containers wilting on these hot days of summer? Do you spend countless hours watering your garden? Well, it's not too late to change that with soil moist granules. Just punch a few holes in the soil near the plant and add a pinch or two of soil moist granules. The soil moist granules will swell 200 times, holding the water in the soil for your plants to use. Established plants like roses, vegetables, annuals, perennials, and new shrubs and trees will stop wilting. That's soil moist.
How would you like the garden to be green this year? Yes, it's possible with BioSafe products. BioSafe as an organic weed and grass killer, no more Roundup. Organic disease control, organic insecticide, organic mold and mildew, BioSafe fruit and vegetable wash, and all the organic products to keep your fish pond clean. Go to BioSafeSystems.com. Call 860-290-8890. BioSafe.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, There's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Welcome back to the Paul Parent God Club. We are talking with Sue. Sue, how can we help you with your second question?
Okay, so it's kind of the same question, Paul. The past, when to cut it back? A lot of times I've been told cut it back after it blooms, and then it will regenerate, of course, throughout the summer and just be a nice little mound, or leave it and then leave it through the winter and then cut it in the spring. And I've tried every way. And, I mean, the plant continues to live. But what do you recommend? What's your favorite way to treat a past flower?
Well, I would like it to go right up into the fall of the year so that the leaves are being productive and making energy for the plant with the sunshine. And let it go right up until the fall when we've had some cold weather and a frost. And then the leaves change color and sends that energy down to the root system where it's stored until the spring. And in my perennial garden, about mid to late October, I'll go through and I'll just cut everything right down and clean it. That way, if there was any diseases or insect problems in the garden, I'm removing the foliage that holds the spores for the diseases for next year. If I had a problem with aphids or any other kind of insects, as the weather begins to turn cold like it is now, these insects say, hey, winter's coming. I better get ready for next year, because if they don't lay the eggs on the plants for next season, there won't be a new generation. So they lay all their eggs on the dying foliage with the idea that in the spring they're going to hatch and they're going to reinfest the new growth. So if you cut everything down in the fall, clean the garden, get all that debris out, you're going to eliminate a lot of the disease problems and a lot of the insect problems for the following year. And some years, depending on how much time I have, because the spring is usually very, very busy, if I notice that the mulch that I put on the ground in the perennial bed is not as thick as it should be, after I cut it and clean it, I will put pine bark mulch on top of it that will insulate the ground during the winter to make the plants even stronger. And that way in the spring, there's one thing less I have to do. So a fall cleaning is really, really important. Okay.
Thank you.
You have a wonderful weekend, Sue. We appreciate the phone call. George, who's up next? Okay. Maria, good morning.
Good morning, Paul.
Hi.
Hi. Paul, I have two questions. One is in regards to, I have a lot of creeping Charlie and a lot of weeds that I need to take care of.
Yep.
But I have a lot of bunnies. I have a groundhog. Is there any product that would kill the weeds and not harm the animals that you know of?
Okay. What I would do is to use a product like Weed Beater Ultra. Weed Beater Ultra is a very fast-acting broadleaf weed killer. It's a product that doesn't have a lot of these toxic products that are found in things like Roundup, which are really, really tough and could create a problem with animals. But the Weed Beater Ultra is a fast-acting, and the thing that it does is it will produce a scent on the foliage. And as the product gets into it, the animals will know that it's not something that they should eat because of the smell, because of the changing shape and color of that weed. What they want is something nice and bright and deep, deep green in color. And once these weeds begin to change color, their instincts will tell them, don't eat this, this plant's dying. So that's what I would do.
Okay. And then for my hydrangea and Morning Glory, I got no blooms last year on my hydrangea or this year.
Okay. On your hydrangea, it's probably a variety that's not winter hardy where you live. Hold on a second. We'll talk when we come back.
Are you looking for a safe and effective organic fungicide, insecticide, and miticide product to use in your vegetable garden, on your fruit trees, in your annual, perennial, and rose garden? Then look no further than Organicide 3-in-1 Garden Spray. Late blight on tomatoes, powdery mildew on your vegetables and flower garden, and all the pests on your fruit trees. That's Organicide 3-in-1 Spray when you want to garden organically, and it's bee-friendly and safe for your entire family. If your garden is limited to containers, then it's time for you to try the Smart Pot. This incredible container is made with landscape fabric, and plants grow better in it than any other product. Better drainage, less heat buildup, better root development, and plants mature faster for earlier flowers and vegetables. Best of all, the Smart Pot does not have to be stored indoors for the winter, and it will last for years. That's the Smart Pot. I love it.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm from everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Hi there, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and we're looking in this time of terrible financial crash, terrible meltdown of the medical system, we're looking to pay people obscene amounts of money if you become a student of our business at Youngevity. We will help you actually take care of people better than the medical system has. Think about it. We spend more money in America for healthcare than all the other 218 nations the world put together, and they can't even solve weight loss problems. I mean, the medical system can have a total mental brain fart, and if you do this, you will be able to save an enormous amount of people from being overweight, being obese. They don't even know what causes obesity. Believe me, we know what causes obesity. In the medical system, they think it's from eating too much. It's not from eating too much. It's actually a mineral deficiency. Do you solve a iron deficiency anemia with a bone marrow transplant? That's what they think. Do you solve a mineral deficiency that causes obesity with a gastric bypass? That's dumber than a stump. Contact us at GCNminerals.com. Learn how to lose weight, look good, and save yourselves a gob of money.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Good morning, and welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. George, let's go back to Maria. She had a question that we just didn't have enough time with. Hi, Maria.
Hi, Paul. Paul, these hydrangeas have bloomed in the past, and they're beautiful. The leaves are beautiful. And the morning glory also is beautiful. And I did fertilize that with a North Country 534 organic fertilizer when I planted it, and I put soil moist in there, although it gets droopy during the day. But I'm wondering if there's anything I can do now that will give me blooms like on the hydrangeas for next year.
Okay. Now, let me ask you one question. Do you prune back your hydrangea?
No.
Okay. Because hydrangeas will make a flower on the branches that were made the previous year. So the growth that the plant made this year contained the flower buds for next season.
Mm-hmm. So okay. I knew that. That's why I'm wondering if there's something I should be doing now while the buds probably are forming.
Okay. What I would do after the foliage has begun to change color with the frost and the cold weather, I want you to buy a product either wilt proof or wilt stop. And it's a liquid. It's like a wax.
Okay.
And you would spray it on the branches and the buds, and it will seal them to prevent dehydration during the winter. And that will make them a lot hardier. The other thing that you can do is to get a piece of string, wrap it around the plant, pull them together like a teepee, mm-hmm. and then up against the sides of the plant, put some pine needles or shredded leaves or something like that just to help protect them during the winter.
Mm-hmm. I did that last year, Paul, and it still didn't make a difference. That's why I'm wondering if there's something missing in the soil. Like, should I be feeding it with something?
Are you fertilizing them at all?
I can't remember if I put anything on it last year. If I did, it would have been like a plant tone or maybe Magical or I just can't remember on that.
Okay. What you can do is next spring, if you go to your local garden center, they have a special hydrangea fertilizer. And they actually have two. They have one if you want your hydrangea to be blue. And they have a second one that will make your hydrangea pink. So it's a combination fertilizer and acidity control. Because if the hydrangea is living in a soil that's acidic, it will be blue. If it's living in the soil that's on the neutral side, it will turn it pink. So you can do what you want to that plant. It's the only plant that we have that we can actually change the color by adjusting the pH in the soil.
Okay, so I would nothing now then?
For now, no. No. The plant is getting ready for winter. I mean, you know what it was like when you got up this morning. It was cold outside.
Mm-hmm.
And the plants know that's happening, and they're beginning to take some of that energy that they've made during the summer, and they're beginning to send it down to the roots to be stored to keep the plant nice and healthy.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that's all you need to do. You never prune a hydrangea until the spring. And the only thing that you prune is the dead branches. Now, if it's getting to be too tall and it's getting large but no blossoms, during the month of June or July, you would cut them back by 25% because that will give the plant plenty of time to make a scab. It will heal and it will prevent dehydration. But to prune it in the fall, you're just going to create more problems for yourself.
Okay. And would there be a reason why the Morning Glory didn't set flower, even though I have beautiful foliage?
Yeah, my wife loves Morning Glories, and 2 out of 3 years they don't start to bloom until September.
Oh.
So the one thing that you need is a high phosphorus fertilizer. Now, Espoma, the people that make Holly Tone and Plant Tone, they have come out a year ago with a new liquid organic fertilizer that you can use on shrubbery and houseplants. And it has all of the beneficial microbes, and it's called GROW, just G-R-O-W. It comes in a bottle, and you can find it at your nursery. And one of the things that I had good results is you start the darn thing early, and most of the time it doesn't bloom until early August. So 1 year, I said, I'm going to take care of you. And I went out about 18 inches from the clump. I took my shovel, and I pushed it into the ground, jumped on it, drove it into the ground, and that shocked the plant. I watered it heavy after I cut some of the roots. I fed it with a liquid food to help to repair the damage, but I shocked it. And when a plant gets shocked, it thinks that it's not going to be able to reproduce itself. And if a Morning Glory doesn't flower, doesn't make a seed pod, it can't reproduce itself. So if you shock it by cutting into the root ball with a shovel during early August, it's going to come into bloom, it's going to flower, and it will do what you want. So you give that a try.
Okay, I'll do that, Paul. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Maria. You have a wonderful weekend.
You too.
Bye-bye. If we can help you, don't be shy. Pick up the phone, 855-660-4261. George, who's up next?
Joe has a question about organicide.
Okay. Joe, good morning. How can
we
help you today?
Paul. Calling from just off Cape Cod.
Beautiful.
And it's rainy. Thank goodness. We could use some.
Oh, we sure can. Send some of it north to Maine. We need it too.
All right. I started prepping my container for garlic.
Good.
And I did a little, you know, review. I do it every year. And it mentioned sulfur. Now, I know you have mentioned in treating peppers, you know, with sulfur, stick some wooden match tips into the ground.
Right.
And would that work with the garlic also?
Yeah, it would work with the garlic, but there's something that's going to... Are you planting a large area?
Oh, no, no, no. Just a container, like an old recycling container.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
I'd put about maybe a half a dozen cloves, 4 or 5 inches apart in it.
Okay. Yeah, then just use a couple of wooden matches, not the paper, but
right.
The wooden matches with like the different colored tip on it.
Yeah.
And just push one match head, match stick, the whole thing, about an inch away from the clove of garlic that you're planting, and that will be enough sulfur to help the plant to grow better.
Okay, good. And now the next one was about my vine crops. Two different things happened this year. I bought, for the first time, bush cucumbers.
Pickles. Okay.
And, Paul, I've never seen so many flowers. And all the time, and I've been planting cucumbers. Well, I've been listening to you for about 25 years. yeah, we're both old.
Yeah.
but I've never seen so many flowers. Is that something that happens with the bush? As opposed to the, you know, vine that spreads out?
You will have more flowers on a bush type than a vine type. And it's more noticeable because the bush will only be like 3 feet wide.
Yeah,
while the vine
right.
will run 10 feet and they're scattered all over the place.
Right.
So they're a lot more noticeable.
Yeah.
And the one I grew some bush 1 year. I had some extra space, and I had never grown them, and I thought I'd give them a try. And what I noticed was there was a lot more male flowers on the bush than there was on the vine type. And that helped to draw the bees into
right.
the cucumber area. So what I do now is I'll plant regular vine cucumbers, and in the middle of it, I'll put two or three bush plants, and I seem to have better pollination because there's more yellow flowers in the garden.
Yeah, well, my bed runs right along the side of the house, and where I'm sitting right now, I can see the bees flying around now pollinating.
Great.
So I've already given away about 4 dozen.
That's good.
Yeah. And the butternut, and the only thing with both, the butternut and the thing, no matter what I do, the leaves turn yellow. You know, everything known to man, probably. But this year, the butternut, for some reason, I got less product. But, Paul, they're huge. They're 5-6 pounds, I bet.
Wow.
I got one that's in a bed. I got some in containers and some in a small bed. But it got to be, more than a foot long and 8-inch diameter. Yeah, so I think I'm going to be making some butternut soup.
I think so. That sounds really good.
Organicide. Now, that's 3-in-1.
Right.
And I've been using that. Now, does that replace... the thing for the tomatoes. I just lost my train of thought.
Oh, you mean to take care?
You mix it in the spring, you dip the whole thing. It starts with an A. Agrofloss. Thank you.
It's very, very similar to Agrofloss.
Yeah.
Agrofloss is the same product, and it's made by a company on the West Coast called Monterey Lawn and Garden.
Yeah, well, I use that. I had great success with that.
Yeah, so this is the same thing, except that they've added an insecticide to it.
Right.
They've added a miticide to kill mites, which will get on vine crops, like squash, like pumpkins. Yeah. So that's So right. you're doing three things at the same time compared to one.
All right. So maybe I could just, you know, do the agrofloss at the planting, you know, dipping the whole plant in it.
Right.
And planting, and then from then on use the three-in-one.
Exactly.
All right. Now, the other thing about the insecticide, you said an organicide. Would that alleviate using liquid 8?
Liquid 8 is for chewing insects like beetles
right.
or caterpillars.
Right. I use that also, and I use the granulars also.
Right. But the 3-in-1 is something that will take care of aphids and mealybug and red spider. It's not for chewing insects, so it's more for sucking insects.
All
so
right.
that you do need to use both. If you have caterpillars, if you have
right.
Japanese beetles, then you would use the 8. If
right.
you don't have those problems, don't use it.
Have you ever fed the birds during the winter? It's
Thank
a
you.
Lot of fun. But don't waste your money on inexpensive bird food that will not attract those colorful birds and the songbirds. Cheap seed contains filler like red Milo, cracked corn, and white millet. A great seed if you want to attract mourning doves and grackles, but if you want songbirds and colorful birds, use Wild Delight Bird Food Custom Blends. Fresh raisins, cherries, cranberries, tree nuts, vitamins, electrolytes, and minerals. Found only in Wild Delight Bird Food.
A garden is a friend that you can visit at any time. Gardens require planning and cultivation, and they will yield beauty and joy. This winter, plan out your garden with the new Garden Journal. This is a 3-year journal that has space to record problems like insects, diseases, weather, and new plants. Record what you did to solve the problem and what you use. Also, space to list the plants that you want to try in your garden this year. Lots of graph paper and plant labels included. Go to www.paulparent.com to see the Garden Journal. It will make a great present for your family, friends, birthdays, new homes, or even for yourself. Go to www.paulparent.com and check it out. The cost is $29.95, shipped to you or a friend. I will also autograph it if you want. That's www.paulparent.com, the Garden Journal. It will tell you about last year's problems and help you to prevent them before they begin this year.
Do you need help to plan out your landscaping of your property? Not sure what to plant? Need some help with your garden, your lawn, privacy, a walkway, or even a patio? Call me at 207-985-6972 for a private property consultation. The cost is only $375. Together we will spend 3 hours working to improve your property. What a great Christmas present for your spouse or children. Call 207-985-6972 right now.
BuySellMakeOffer.com is better than ever. I'm Pat Matthews, here to tell you that BuySellMakeOffer.com, the revolutionary site for buying and selling anything and everything, just upped the ante. Go right now to BuySellMakeOffer.com and click the Sign Me Up button. When you do, you'll get the first month free, and then it's just $9.95 a month to be a member forever. And you don't need a credit card for the initial setup. Create your own store on the site and sell whatever you want, as long as it's legal, however you want, and sell an unlimited number of items. Create your own intro video to describe what your store is all about. Use Skype to see who you're buying from or selling to. Sell unused household items, as well as antiques, cars, televisions, collectibles, real estate. The possibilities are unlimited. Use social networks to promote your store right from our site. Remember, there are never any fees, no matter how much you sell. Become a member today. I'm a member. Get all your friends to sign up, too. This could become a great business for you. Sell whatever you want for the first 30 days free at BuySellMakeOffer.com.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never not once been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have longevity.
Fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center-cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready-to-eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready-to-eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat. I would flip-flop all night long. I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed. It's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting, providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com, virtual care anywhere.
Good morning and welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. We're going to go right to the phone lines. George, who's up next?
That would be, I believe it's Bill. He's got a question about cucumbers and potatoes.
Bill, good morning. How can we help you with the cucumbers and potatoes this morning?
Good morning. We have on our cucumbers, some of them are bitter and some of them are normal.
Okay.
When you're eating them.
The ones that are bitter, are they misshapen compared to the others?
No, not really. They can be bigger, they can be smaller, and it all depends. And I don't know, we've had more than half the cucumbers good and half is bitter.
Huh. And they're all coming from the same place?
Yeah, all from the same plant.
Wow. Huh. I don't know. Are they the same variety?
Some of them are, and some of them are not. Some are straight eight, and I don't know what the other variety it was.
Okay. I'm just wondering if one variety wants some kind of adjustment to the soil, and that's why it's not as sweet. You can't tell what cucumber variety is doing this.
No.
See, straight eight is an old timer. That's been around for a long, long time. I remember my dad planting it when I was growing up. So, you know, it's one that usually tastes very, very good.
Yeah.
And the other one, to me, if you've got two different varieties and one is good and the other one is bitter tasting, then it could be that is your problem. It could be the result of the pollination going from one plant to the other and maybe creating an environment where it's not going to be as sweet tasting. But I think next year I would just plant one variety. I plant pickling cukes, and I plant the those long, thin English cucumbers, and they taste very, very well.
Okay.
I take
English cucumbers. Okay.
Yeah. So I take the little pickling cukes, and if I just want a little bit of a cucumber, that's perfect for me. I also do a lot of canning with those cucumbers. I've got a great recipe for bread and butter pickles that you make in your microwave, and they're just fantastic. And then the English variety. I remember my dad always had a problem that he would burp from eating the cucumbers, and once he switched over to the pickling cucumber with the British cucumber, then he didn't burp as much, especially as he grew older.
Yeah. Okay. All right. Then all my potatoes, you saved them this year. We used Captain Jack, and it really worked on the potato bugs. It took a while. But when we first started this year, they were disloaded, and the Captain Jack took care of them.
Yeah, Captain Jack is a great product. It's a bacteria that they found in the Caribbean, and it's a result of the fermentation of the rum. And once it gets in the ground, it will mutate, and that's what developed this Captain Jack beneficial bacteria that's killing all of these insects, and it works very, very well. It does take time, so the thing that you should do.
Yeah, it does take time. I will say that. Yep, you got to keep after it.
Yeah. See, anything that's going to be organic, Bill, it takes time to do its job. So what you should do is on your calendar right now, if you noticed it in July, write down on your calendar that the last of June start to apply the Captain Jack. And that way you can get them early before they get a chance to build a big family, because you got to figure every one of these beetles is going to lay 100 eggs or more. So if you can nip them in the bud early, you can keep them under control, and that way you won't have to spray as much. So write it down on your calendar. When you get your new one for next year, transfer it from your old to your new calendar.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.